Welcome, everyone. This is Barb Sayers with Sister to Sister Enterprises, welcoming you to the Biz Buzz radio show, where we interview successful entrepreneurs and business owners and kind of pick their brains about what's working, what's not, how they got into their businesses, and so forth. And we hope that you pick up nuggets that you can use in your business. Our first guest today is Regina Bergman. She is a best-selling author and a very successful businesswoman with several different companies. And I think I will let her tell us more about that. Regina, are you there?
I am here, Barb. It's great to be here today.
Welcome and good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's great having you on the show. Listen, I understand that you are a best-selling author, and I'd love to know more about that. What is your book about, and what inspired you to write it?
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, I finished and published my book in February of this year. It's called Bulletproof Your Marriage. Now, if you go to look for the book to purchase it, and I'll tell you where you can get that a little bit later, but you'll actually find that it's written under the name of Regina Partain. That's P-A-R-T-A-I-N, because I am a newlywed, just recently married, so I've had a name change. I'm now Regina Bergman. But
okay.
The book is about how to have a happy, successful marriage. You know, in today's society, one of the biggest negative factors, I think, in our society is divorce. And the divorce rate, depending upon what statistics you look at or who you talk to, it's about 50% in America for divorces in first marriages.
Wow.
It's really high, and it has a huge impact on our society. Some of the areas impacted are physical and mental health, finances, crime, just to name a few. And so I wanted to do something to help curb that influence, to help couples stay married. Because, you know, when most folks get married, they don't intend that they're going to get divorced. Their intention is, I love this person. I want to spend the rest of my life with them. And they're all excited about that marriage when they get married. And then life happens. And they may be ill-equipped for the experiences of life that can lead them to that divorce place. So I wanted to arm them with information that would allow them to understand how to keep their marriage viable, despite all of the bullets that come at us in our marriages from life, from society. There are so many things that come at us that can destroy a marriage every day. And you have to arm yourself and protect yourself and bulletproof your marriage so that it will survive and be that wonderful marriage that takes you into your golden years of truly enjoying that companion that you have.
I heard you say bulletproof. Isn't that the name of the book?
It is. Bulletproof Your Marriage.
Like just such important information for married couples, especially newlyweds, to have. How can they get your book? I mean, how do you even get it out there so that they know that they have this resource?
Well, thank you. That's a really good question. And we are on Amazon, but you can also pick it up or get to the book through one of my websites, which is bridgeportcoaching.com. And we promote the book on Facebook and through a few other avenues, but primarily on Facebook.
Okay. So on Facebook, under what? How can they look for it?
Well, we have advertisements on Facebook, but it's also on our Bridgeport Coaching page on Facebook as well.
Bridgeport Coaching.
Yes, BRIDGEPORT, Bridgeport Coaching.
Excellent. All right. I want to make it as easy as possible for our listeners to get to this book, because I think it really has great information. I have read it, and I think it's very valuable. So I really want to make this available to all of our listeners.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah. It is also available on Amazon. It's available in a Kindle version as well.
Oh, excellent.
So if they prefer to read it on Kindle, they can do that.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the process that you went through in writing the book?
I'd love to. Of course, I did some research, looking up research that had been done on divorce and marriage, that kind of a thing. But the most fun part of the project was that I interviewed successful married couples around the world. And I say around the world.
Wow.
The furthest couple that I had was out of India. And actually, her husband did not speak English. She had to translate for us. And but we had couples all over that had successful marriages. And I had a 16-question interview that we went through, and created their answers created much of what's in the book. Now, if you'd like to read their actual love stories that were part of that interview, they can be found on my blog, which is reginaatthelake.com.
Whoa, excellent. Have
one of my
interviews available.
Yes. So one of my readers told me once, she said, "I love these love stories. I look forward to reading them." She said, "They are my guilty pleasures."
Yeah, it's nice to read about successful marriages, huh?
It is.
Successful relationships.
Yes, and one of the reasons that I wrote the book is that I think, you know, with divorce being so high, one of the issues is that a lot of people don't have an example of what a successful marriage looks like.
How true.
And they've grown up without that example. And it's really hard to know how to create something that you've never seen. And so in this book, I hold them by the hand, walk them through 5 stages of their marriage. I've broken this down into 5 stages. So that first stage is that dating and courtship, where you're so excited and giddy, if you will.
Yep.
Yep. We can remember that, right?
Absolutely.
So that's our first stage is dating and courtship. And then the second phase is marriage. You know, when you're dating and courting, you don't realize that when you say "I do," everything kind of changes and you're in a new world. It's not the same as
right.
It was when you were in the courtship phase. So I walk them through what to expect after the marriage. And then we go into the young children years, when you have little children at home, how that changes things. And then what I call the tortuous teen years, when you have teenagers in the home. And then finally, the empty nester or the golden years, which so many people in our society are not achieving. And so I want them to be able to have that.
Wow, you got the whole cycle there.
Correct.
Very, very good. I'm really excited for our listeners to have access to your book and to take advantage of just really the golden nuggets that are in there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Kind of related to this, your passion, is that I understand you're having a couples retreat soon?
I am. I am just starting in my coaching business. Just starting couples retreats that are based on Bulletproof Your Marriage. So we'll be using this as a guide, and then that will also be a springboard then to some marriage courses that folks can take as well. They can move on. So if couples are interested in improving their marriage, you may already have a good marriage, but maybe you want to enhance it. You want to improve it, make it even better. Then this retreat will be a wonderful thing to participate in. Our first one is July the 8th and 9th. We're already sold out for that one. And so there'll be another one coming along shortly after that, and we can certainly provide you information later if you'd like to provide that to your listenership. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that was my next question. How can our listeners sign up for one?
And I can get you more information on that. We're in the beginning phases of this, and so as we work out this calendar, then I can get that to you, and we can
even if you don't have dates yet, can they get on a waiting list?
Yes, absolutely. I will.
Well, how would they do that?
I will put something on bridgeportcoaching.com. We'll edit that right away and get a place where they can sign up.
Okay.
And get on that waiting list. That would be awesome.
And
the fun thing about the retreat is it's being held, this first one at any rate is being held at my bed and breakfast on Lake Bridgeport. And then that's probably where we'll probably hold them, at least in the beginning here. We'll probably hold most of them there at the lake.
So. Cool. Almost like a vacation.
Exactly.
So what I would also like to make that information available here at bbsradio.com. So once you have that, if you could get it to me, I will post it on the site here so that everyone has access to it here as well.
Excellent. We'd be happy to do that.
So, and, you know, all of this is related. I just love it. You're also a business and life coach. And I just think that works so hand in glove with your book and your couples retreat. How do you reconcile this business and life coaching with your passion for saving marriages?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
I work with entrepreneurs in my coaching business, and I work especially with successful entrepreneurs who are wanting to reconnect with their vision for their company and accomplish those personal and professional goals that they haven't quite hit yet. And they're working so hard on their business or in their business, but they're not having time to work on their business. Are you familiar with the book, The E-Myth Revisited, or The E-Myth by Michael Gerber?
Yes.
Okay, so in that book, he talks about not being a mechanic in your business, not being, you know, not being the person who's doing everything in the business, but learning how to get out of the business and work on the business and train others, have systems, do all those things that will allow your business to run without you someday. Because until
so
your
important.
Business can run without you, you don't really have a business. You're still an employee. You're just employed by yourself. So we teach people how to get out of their business, how to create a business that's viable for sale. Because as long as you are the business, you don't have a business to sell to retire on. You're no longer there, there's no business. So we teach people how to get out of their business, how to work on the business, how to plan and strategize and market the business so that it's successful, so that you then free up time, right? When you have more time, now you have more time to spend with your family. When you are the technician in your business and you're doing everything, your family and your family life suffers, leading to, ultimately, potential divorce, correct? So we want to help these business owners bring back their time so that they can focus on their family and save their marriages. So my little slogan at the moment is, save the business, save the marriage. So to me, they just really go hand in glove.
Yeah, they really, really do. What types of businesses do you work with?
We don't limit ourselves to a particular type of business. What we are working with are businesses, like I said, successful. They're already successful. They're probably doing at least $500,000 a year in business. They've got some employees. They've hit that place in their business where they're having some struggles. The business is not growing as fast or scaling as fast as they would like it to or as they thought it would. Part of that's because they're in the business instead of on the business. They may start to have some employee issues at this point that we can help them with. One of my areas of focus is the female entrepreneur. I really want to do more focus on the female business entrepreneur. Female-owned businesses, in the 2012 Census Bureau report, female-owned businesses from $500,000 to $1 million represented only 16% of all businesses. And if you look at the businesses of $1 million and over, they represent only 12% of those businesses. So I really have a passion to help women be more successful, to help them navigate the waters of owning their own business and be more successful, and also helping women start more businesses. Those are a couple of areas that I really want to focus some attention in.
Well, being a woman, that resonates with me.
Very good.
Yeah. And then I would like to wrap up with what experiences do you bring that make you uniquely qualified to help these people and to move forward?
Thank you for asking that.
Yes.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur myself, as well as a licensed business and life coach. I've built one of my companies to over $4 million a year. I had 6 offices in 2 states, 3 divisions of the company, and then I saw it fold with the financial crash of 2008. I learned a lot through that experience, one, in growing the business, but two, what I needed to do to protect it from that type of event. I'm not one to be kept down, so that business failing didn't stop me. I now have multiple business enterprises. I know business, and I work with and participate in mastermind groups with some of the top people in this arena, people like Russell Brunson, Jay Fizette, and others. As I said, I've been personally trained and certified in coaching, and I'm also trained and certified in personality profiling so that I understand how our innate personality characteristics impact our performance, whether that's the business owner's performance or that's his or her employees' performance. So I can help enhance performance through sharing of that knowledge. And finally, I've created and delivered successful team-building courses to corporate America so I can assist with any team issues that the business may be having as well.
Wonderful. You certainly do have the impressive credentials to bring to bear on this niche that you have. Yes. And Regina, it's been delightful having you on the show. I'm afraid our time is up, but I want all of our listeners to have access to you and your businesses and your book and any future books that you may have coming out and these couple retreats. So if you could reiterate for us where they can find you.
Yes, like the best place is going to be www.bridgeportcoaching.com. And Bridgeport is spelled B as in boy, R-I-D as in David, G-E-P-O-R-T, bridgeportcoaching.com.
That's P as in Peter Port, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Thank you again for being with us. I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with our next guest, Amanda. Hang tight, listeners.
BBSRadio.com. It's not mainstream. It could be here. Information and knowledge bring humanity closer to truth. BBSradio.com.
Hi everyone, we're back. This is Barb Sayers with Sister to Sister Enterprises, and I have a delight for you today with our next guest, Amanda Grimes. Amanda has a very intriguing story, life story, that led her to the business that she's doing now. I think I'll let her tell you. Welcome, Amanda. How are you today?
Hi. Barb, I'm great. Everything is kosher here out on the East Coast. I know that we're all over the United States. Everything is good. It's great to be on the show. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm intrigued with what you do. Can you tell our folks what it is that you do, and then we'll get into how you got into it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to share. I guess if I had to give it a title, it would be a mental health awareness advocate. And the reason being is because my journey has been that of just learning to live with it, mental illness. I'm a teacher, an author. I have my own radio show as well. And it's
cool.
Called Dear Prudence Radio, Life Advice to Help You Cope. And everything I have done thus far, including all of the ill experience in my life, has led me to where I am now, which is to help people stay afloat in this ever-changing existence.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like the way you said that. And you have a very interesting life story that led you to this career, and you alluded to it by saying that living with mental illness. Can you tell us a little bit about, your journey to this?
Sure, I'm more than happy to. Let's see. Well, when I was about 20 years old, actually, I was a sophomore in college, so I was about 19 years old. I started having serious schizo sort of affective delusions, I guess you could call them. And the first time in my life that I went and sought help. And up until that point, I was just a little off, if you will. At that point in my life, I was diagnosed with rapid cycling bipolar disorder, and I had some delusions that went in the mix, sort of a schizoaffective disorder as well. And it seemed like from there out, my catharsis was writing. Anything creative, which always has been the case for me, but that's how I found out I had the issue. But for many, many, many years, despite all of the psychiatric help and the medication, et cetera, abused the system. I used a lot of drugs, a lot of drinking, a lot of self-medicating. I just could not find that balance. I couldn't cope. And it wasn't until I was much older that I had a career in teaching that a doctor by the name of Dr. Martin Friedman helped me. He finally gave me the tools to say, I can do this. I don't need the medication. I'm not going to abuse myself anymore. And what I'm really here for is to help people realize they can do
so sorry that you had to go through all of that.
Thank you. But you know what? Really, I'm glad you know, and I know what doesn't kill you, who does that, it doesn't make you stronger. And we're all here for a reason, and my reason is definitely, undoubtedly, to show people that you can.
Right. I'm so glad that you turned it around to a positive and that you're now able to help other people. Now, tell me a little bit about how you do that, how you help other people with this mental health awareness advocate.
I'm going to back up and explain exactly how I wrote my first book, because that's really how I do it and why I do it. When I was in my late 20s, I had a complete breakdown, and without getting into sordid details, I ended up in the darkest place in my life that I've ever been as far as mental illness is concerned, emotionally, socially. It was just, basically I was living on the corner of my parents' couch. I had to leave my job. It was really, really tough. So as I was sitting there, it was like inundated with medicine and trying to climb out of this abyss that I was in, I started to write letters. And I started writing letters to my dead grandmother and to people who I admire. I'm a big music buff. John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, just to name a few. A whole lot of real musical greats. I started writing these letters, and they were sort of metaphysical, and they were just sort of addressing, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And it was the most cathartic experience. I wrote myself out of my funk. I got up off that couch 3 months later. I mean, I'm being facetious a little bit, and I got back into the world of living. I didn't go back to teaching. I started bartending again. I started socializing. I was able to hold a job. I was able to pay rent. I was able to live. And in hindsight, I look back at that pile of letters and this incredible research that I had done when I was doing the letters and just into myself. Like, wow, what a self-exploration. This would make the most remarkable novel to help people so they can read it and they can appreciate it, but at the same time, they can help themselves. It's like just a remarkable tool. And that's how I got there. And since then, it's been nowhere but up. I've been really focusing through writing and through teaching writing in high school and through teaching English and through my radio show. I've been just trying to convey the message to people. You don't have to take all the medicine, you know. You don't have to take the pharmaceuticals. What you have to do is believe in yourself, live right, eat right, and you will be able to do it too. And that's what
excellent.
I am.
And I think you took all of these writings and created a novel out of it?
Yeah. So what I did is I took all those letters that I wrote. I looked at the pile and I said, wow, this could really help. So I crafted a frame story, which is a story within a story within a story, around the letters. And that is my first novel, Dear Prudence. That's the Beatles song from the White Album. By me. I borrowed the title. I put it in quotes. Dear Prudence by Amanda Grime, and the reason it's called, of course, Dear Prudence is because it's a story based on a backpack of unsent letters that Anna, a mental ward escapee, takes on an existential journey to meet her demise in the Florida Keys, and she has this backpack on with all the letters, quote-unquote, that I wrote. And when she gets there, she's not successful in her demise, and the story really takes place there. She's discovered by a gentleman who is one story in and of itself, named Nathaniel Flowers. And he discovers her and the backpack of unsent letters and unearths them and reads them. And that's how the reader finds out why Anna is in this state. And while all of this is going on, there's a metaphysical aspect. There's an angel by the name of Gabriel who wears Chuck Taylors and smokes small 120 cigarettes, who was assigned to keep Anna Dita alive by Mother Fate, who is mother feet, who is a spider woman. And she is the godlike entity in the story. And it's just a really, for lack of a better description, tricky, poignant, helpful, and super entertaining story, in my humble opinion. But the whole point is it has a message of hope. It really does.
Well, it sounds like a very good read, and I would like to read it, and I'm sure
cool.
that our readers or our listeners would also. Where can we get to it?
Oh, gosh. Well, actually, the paper copy, the hard copy, is out of print, which brings up something pretty interesting. I'm rewriting the paper copy right now, but for those of you who have a Kindle or a Nook, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's right there. You just go to Amanda Grime, G-R-I-E-M-E, that's me, and you can see my slew of stuff because I've done a lot of editorial work and cover designs and things like that for other people. But it's called Dear Prudence by Amanda Grime. You can find it on Amazon. I think it's $7.99. And if I think it's your Kindle... if you're a part of the club, I'm not sure what that's referred to, but you can probably get it for 99 cents, which is even better. And I'd love for y'all to read it, and if I had a paper copy, I'd send you one. But soon, please, stay tuned. It will be out again, so you can buy the hard copy.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah. So now, I think I missed a little bit of that, but it's on Kindle.
Yes.
With Amazon?
Kindle
with Amazon?
Amazon.com.
Okay.
Or BarnesandNoble.com. It is available on Kindle. I think it's $7.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And it's called Dear Prudence, written by
Dear
Amanda
Prudence.
Green.
G-R-I-E-M-E.
Terrific. And didn't you write another book, too?
I
love the title of this thing. Motherhood made me get over myself.
Yep. Oh, my. It's because it's so true. Anybody out there who is a mother, you know that innately. The only thing in this whole world that makes you get over the self-absorption of life is being a mom.
Yeah.
And, I have a second with my daughter, who is now five, River, her name is, and she's fabulous. I was, bored. What? This is such a trick because pregnancy in and of itself is such a pendulum state, you know? So I started to keep a blog, and it was called pendulumpregnancy.com, and where I talked about trials and tribulations of the ever-changing experience of pregnancy and being bipolar, so that people out there who were quote-unquote mentally ill were not swayed away from procreating, because you can do it. You really can. And I did. So, and it was hell. Let me tell you, I had to go through electroconvulsive therapy while I was pregnant to get off of the medication I was initially on, and it was just a horrible experience that I would not. That is a whole other story in and of itself, but I did it, and I wrote about it, and I talked about it, and I shared all the quirky, weird, wonderful, wacky, and maybe not so pleasant things that went along with it. And when River was about 2.5, 3 years old, I decided, hell, this blog would be a great, helpful self-help book. So, what am I going to call it? And I made it into a self-help book called Motherhood Made Me Get Over Myself, A Metamorphosis. And it's a lot of fun. You, too, can find that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Oh, and if you go to Amazon, you can purchase that. Yes, there is a hard copy available of that as well.
Wonderful. So for all of our listeners, both of her books are available on Amazon, and they're hard copy as well as Kindle versions, whatever works best for you.
Yeah.
And Amanda, if any of our listeners would like to get more information from you in your role as mental health awareness advocate,
is there a way that
they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. I have it all set up on LinkedIn, which makes it really easy. If you
go to LinkedIn, please ask to be my LinkedIn friend. I forget how to phrase it. Please, that's a great way to connect. Plus, you can read about my endeavors there. There's links to a lot of my work. There's links to my radio show. And as far as a mental health awareness advocate, I'm more than happy. What I do as a teacher, a high school teacher, creative writing, English, what I do is I'm advocating for you to feel like there is no stigma, whether it's mental illness or anything else. You can do it. You can get through it. You can get it through addiction. There are so many creative outlets to get through. And if you want to get in touch with me, we can talk. I'm always happy to lend an ear. I offer counseling. But more so, it's just fun to connect and to discuss and share stories, because really that's the way we help each other stay afloat.
Yeah, yeah. So if they go to LinkedIn and
type
in Amanda.
And just go to my name. It's Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A. And last name is Grime, like dirt, but spelled differently. It is G as in George, R as in Randy, I, E as in Edward, M as in money, E as in Edward. It's like Grem, Amanda Grime.
And then they just send you a message in LinkedIn?
Absolutely.
And you can start a conversation with them.
Yes, I welcome that anytime. I'll get right back to you. That'll be great. That's how you and I met, Barb. That's great.
Wonderful. Wrapping up with Amanda, we'll let you know how to get to her book and to her LinkedIn page. And she really has so much to share that will help you understand mental illness better and know a little bit more how to navigate it. So I encourage you to get in touch with her through her LinkedIn page. Send her a message on LinkedIn, and she will begin a conversation with you. Amanda, it has been wonderful having you on the show. I hope that we can do this again sometime.
Absolutely, Barb. Great. It has been my pleasure. I'm sorry our connection was not so good, but we'll do it again, and hopefully it'll work better next time, and I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Amanda. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, this is Barb, and we have just a couple of minutes left for the show. I wanted to just reiterate to you who I am, what I do, and what our company does. So, we are Sister to Sister Enterprises. We work specifically with female-owned companies. We do marketing in the areas of email marketing, webinar, video, and funnel marketing. We have copywriting services, and we do strategic consulting for firms. So our consulting encompasses things such as increasing productivity, streamlining your processes, putting systems in place so that the company just hums. And we also have some leadership courses, the things that we can do, and we're just really excited to work with small businesses. I think that's all the time we have for today, and I wanted to say you can reach me through LinkedIn, Barbara Sayers, S-A-Y-E-R-S, and my website, sister2sisterenterprises.com. That's the word sister, the number two, the word sister enterprises. And I'm looking forward to helping you with your business. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll catch you again in 2 weeks.